In this episode of Supernormalized, I'm talking with Neil Gua. Neil is the head of Portal to Ascension, which is a website which actually helps people to find their way towards the understanding of enlightenment through various speakers about different modalities from across the world. And it covers so much, and there's so much free stuff there that you'd be amazed. It's such a great website and a great thing that Neil has been doing. He's been holding events for so many years now, over 10 years, I think it is now, and serviced like almost tens of thousands of people with helping them to understand their way in life. And he's come up with this new idea that's been brought to him through his meditations and working with people to help them work through their shadow. And today's episode is about his new course called The Shadow Workers Course, and the understanding of what that is, how it works, and what it means on an esoteric level, and what you'll get out of it. So it's a great discussion, because we also cover off some of the understandings of consciousness and why we're all here at the same time. So enjoy the episode. Looking at the statistics that I have for YouTube and for my podcast apps, I have a lot of listeners and viewers that aren't yet liked and subscribed. So if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. It's free. And if you're on a podcast app, please give me 5 stars. That'd be really cool. It helps other people find these great conversations too. Thank you. Welcome back to Supernormalized, Neil Gua. Neil, you're the head of Portal to Ascension, and you've been doing work with helping people to find their way in their path to a greater understanding of their consciousness and the whole purpose of being. And today we're talking about your new course that you've actually decided to bring into the world. What is the course about, and what inspired you to bring this out?
Sure. Well, it's called a Shadow Workers Course, and the story of it all is kind of like the shift that's going on with me. I had my astrology read earlier this year, and I have someone that does my astrology charts for the whole year. And as she was saying things, and I was putting in my calendar specific dates, I realized that what she was saying was in alignment with shifts that I'd already taken. Where I had taken like a 4-month break on the day after she said there was going to be a certain shift where I was going to have a reflection on what I'm doing in the world. Right? So it was a huge validation for me. But the reasons why I was taking those breaks and shifts was because I felt that there was a deeper sense of inner work that I felt I needed to do, where I was kind of like figuring out really what I want to bring into the world. Of course, I brought in so much through Portal to Ascension, but it's been a lot of different people get experiences, and there's a lot of information, but I felt I wanted to create more experiential workshops where people get to truly go within themselves and to shed things, for lack of a better term, shed things that are holding them back, really, and not serving them. And so the Shadow Workers course is a kind of a journey of pieces of information that came to me over the last 2 decades. And I would say in the beginning, when I started Portal to Ascension, I really had a kind of a small understanding that even those that we consider dark and those that we consider evil are actually benefiting the light, because they're allowing for the catalyst for those to grow, right? And for example, in this world of amnesia, in order to remember, you need to go through the darkness in order to remember the light. If you didn't have amnesia, you would know light already. But the only way in a world of amnesia where your memories are wiped clean to know what it is to embody the light is to experience the polar opposite. That's pretty much how this matrix was created, how this game was created. So how do we get to a point where we see darkness and evil as things that we need to hold accountable and bring, you know, justice towards, but at the same time have this understanding that this is all a part of the game of creation? If anybody says, what's the meaning of life? You know, there's 2 different levels in my opinion. This one is Source wanted to experience itself infinitely. Within that infinite experience includes all experiences, good and bad, right? And then Source also wanted to allow for the free will in its creation. With free will, creation then could impose their own intentions on life. So there's an ultimate experience, ultimate why do we exist, to experience ourselves infinitely. And then there is the agendas of the star beings and the humans and all this stuff, which is imposing our own free will on what life really is. But if everything was meant to be and all experiences were supposed to happen, what lessons can we learn from the darkest parts and biggest challenges we have, including the shadow? How can we understand what the science is between the singularity becoming duality? And then how did that eventually become what we became, the polarities of good and bad on this earth? And in the Shadow Workers course, we're going to look at that and start it out scientifically, really going into Well, the singularity broke into the duality. When the duality came from the singularity, it became light and dark. Light and dark eventually became good and evil. How did that manifest? Why did it manifest? Did the singularity love one part of itself over the other? Or did the singularity love both polarities equally? Because it both came from it, right? So we speak about that, and then we have opportunities for radical vulnerability and authenticity where we can actually speak about deeper challenges and traumas for ourselves and what pain it has created for us so that we can basically hold the sacred container with all of us there and work through these traumas. It's kind of a short in a nutshell of why I created this.
Yeah, I can hear that's going to be a big sort of path for people, and some people will go through really tough challenges and other people will go through other sorts of challenges just to find their way. And offering a framework like this is a really good idea because a lot of us don't actually know what's going on. And, you know, you can be sitting in life and just, trundling along, doing all your own thing, but wondering why you feel like you're in a pinball all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you ricochet from one thing to the other, and not knowing why. That's usually something to do with your karmic path. And the shadow work can actually help with lifting those stories out of your system so that you can actually find yourself more in accord with the universal law and universal path and a greater harmony.
Right. It's like, how do we get to, because right now in the world we get very reactory, right? And a lot of times we react to things based on the fact that we've been traumatized from it, or we want someone to think something other than that they may think. So we get reactory. So how do we have the emotional intelligence and evolve to a point where we can have a sense of inner peace and speak from that peace? And to me, that's the shadow work. That's really clearing out the cobwebs of all the things that make us so reactory to the external world. A lot of times it comes from our upbringing, comes from our mommy issues and daddy issues. So I feel part of us going to this new dimension, we can't go to this next dimension with the baggage from the old one. And what's happening right now is we've been collectively and individually forced to allow things to come to the surface. You can look around the world. You can see a lot of atrocities that has happened with Hollywood, musicians, and so much more, and politicians, and lies, including with the UFO subject, are coming to the surface more than ever before. You go back 30 years ago, you ask people in the U.S., do you trust your government? More people would say yes than no. Nowadays, if you ask somebody, 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10 people will say no. Why? Because all these lies, manipulations of the system that has been created has been such an illusion where they've pretended to be on our side where it really hasn't been the case. All of this is part of the collective shadow work that we're starting to realize now, that we can't hold external powers as being in more integrity than us, because they're the ruler, because they're the king, because they're the politician, that they know what's better for us. What's happening is we're now realizing we're being moved in a direction to realize that we are our own self-gurus. We have our own internal compass. The age of the guru is over. The age of the self-guru is now here.
Mm.
Stardom, this is only the beginning. Celebrity stardom, musicians being hierarchy, thinking somebody's better than you. All of those systems are crumbling so that you can realize that you are that person yourself. You know, they used to call kings and queens sovereigns, right? Isn't that very interesting? The sovereign. But what really is happening now is this is the age of sovereignty. The Dwarpa Yuga, which is the age that we're going into. We were in the Kali Yuga. The Dwarpa Yuga, the Bronze Age, has been dubbed in ancient India as the age of energy and the age of sovereignty. So we're going from the sovereign being something external to realizing that we're our own sovereigns. And as we have that realization, there's some turmoil, there's some chaos, and things are coming to the surface. And some people think we're in a worse situation than we've ever been before. But a lot of these things that have come to the surface have been happening for so long, they just haven't been out there for all of us to see. And so it's what I want to do with this course and what I want to do with many events. We have a darkness and light conference at Portal Dissension this year. I want to really have these deeper conversations of what kind of emotional triggers are we feeling from this, right? Including like politics. Look at how divided the U.S. is. And even within the spiritual community, there's people, half the people on one side, half the people on the other side. And they're even starting to hate on each other for it all. We're getting away from the point that we're all humans on Earth trying to figure it out. And we have so much more in common that we have that divides us. Part of Portal Dissension's mission is to find the commonality and have discussions between people you would seemingly think you would disagree with. So we can have conversations on a deeper level, because ultimately, you know what everybody wants? Everybody wants the same thing. Love, connection, food, shelter, family.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the truth. And it sounds like what you're doing, first of all, as a part of your course, is challenging the ingrained beliefs and conditioning that we all grow up with, maybe removing that veil so then people get to experience a more authentic understanding of being.
Exactly, man. Yeah. And, you know, that's the journey I'm on. And so I created this because this is, if I was to attend a course, it would be something that's made like this. And because I'm fortunate enough to work with so many people and know so many modalities, I bought on like 6 different guests that are going to be there with 3 months that are going to, that I would personally go to for my own assistance. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And in this course, I'm actually going to be doing the work, not only facilitating it, I'll be doing it with everyone. We'll have things like, I'm still creating the curriculum, but there will be times where you just have to sit maybe on your balcony without your phone in silence for 1 hour, and then afterwards journal and see what came up, you know, and how many times you wanted to distract yourself. It's like, what I want to create with this is a level of self-awareness that we maybe never had before, to really know why we do what we do and what we're trying to avoid, what we're trying to avoid feeling.
Yeah, that's key, because if you can tune into what your body's feeling, what your mind is bringing up for you, then you can actually face it. And then that way you can actually move through it rather than ignore it.
Yeah, exactly, brother.
So this is for people that are unwilling to let external forces dictate their inner peace. So how do you actually help people to recover their sovereignty in this course? What's the aim there?
The aim, like the end result and goal, is a sense of liberation and confidence that you maybe haven't had before, or even if you're on that path, it completely solidifies it all. And to a point where you, your judgments of others and yourself dissipate. I'm not sure, as everybody's individual, whether they dissipate all of it or some of it, but a lot of times we have judgments of ourselves and we project it into others. We're looking deep within of what are parts of ourselves that we don't love and agree with, whether it's something that we've done that we hold ourselves accountable for, or whether it's kind of something like me, like being told by my father that he didn't think I was good enough, right? And now as a grown adult, I'm sitting here thinking that I'm not worthy enough and I'm overachieving and I'm doing all these things and I'm not taking breaks and I don't know how to have fun. I don't know how to have joy, which has been things I've dealt with because I'm still trying to answer to a father that doesn't really even care at this point whether I please him or not, because he's moved on from that, but I haven't. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
right?
It does.
So like on this rat race based on this thing that was created for me before that doesn't exist now, but I'm still trying to please a father that doesn't even exist. And it just takes me away from really just being able to enjoy and be present in the moment. So there's many things that you can get out of this, but a deeper sense of presence in this moment, and a deeper sense of discernment and knowing your, and also being following your intuition and your guidance. Now, and honoring your body too. This is time for me to be present and still. I've done enough work. Let me relax and enjoy myself and just be still. And then knowing when to take action rather than basing our productivity and all this stuff based on external stimulants, like our upbringing or the of society.
Yes, rather than being in a reactive sort of body or reactive sort of mindset, you are more consciously engaging with life. And in doing so, you become more of an authentic being.
Yeah, exactly. So we spoke about the course, but like I'd love to go into like more universal concepts. So like I was sharing about the darkness and light, right? And I shared just a little bit, but I'll say the analogy again. When the singularity, right? We have singularity in quantum physics. We have oneness in metaphysics. Same thing, just different ways of communicating it. The oneness became duality. The singularity became duality. The duality within science represented the Big Bang and all planetary bodies and all that stuff. Within metaphysics, it represented unlimited potential. Same thing, just a different way of explaining it. The unlimited potential meant good potential, bad potential, neutral potential, all things, right? And as it started coalescing and creating realities and world, all types of experiences came out of it. And then we went lower and lower in density. When the singularity first became duality, there was no good and evil. There was light and dark, but light and dark, and even the shadow, doesn't have to represent evil. The shadow can be a challenge, and the challenge is not always evil. Most of the time, it's not. A black hole, darkness, sun, light, that's duality, right? We see this, and even the female representing the darkness, because it's the black hole, is the yoni, right? The energy going in, the sun representing the masculine, like the phallic symbol of the energy being pushed out. So we see that as well. And we see the feminine archetype throughout the cosmos being correlated to the dark energy. And then we have, now we get onto Earth, and now we have the personification of darkness in the woman. And then we have patriarchy coming along and demonizing the woman as part of the darkness that's this sinful thing. Tracking that down all the way to Earth. And how we demonized a part of creation. And a lot of times people think that there's this battle between light and dark. I don't see it as a battle. I see it as a sacred dance. It's the Shiva Kali, it's that dance that is going on. And as we are moving forward in this new world, we're still going to exist in duality, because duality still exists until you become truly just the oneness, right? But I feel what humanity's destiny is how do we walk and live in oneness while we still exist in duality? For me, it actually means many things, but one thing is, how do we not allow the external world to reflect how we feel internally? How do we feel that oneness and that stillness within us as we walk in a world where there's polarity?
Well, I think the key thing there is once you are living more in your authentic self, then you get to watch the world in a different sort of way, because you actually have more, I mean, to put it plainly, enlightened eyes. So you can actually see things with truth rather than reaction.
Yes, exactly.
So as a part of your course there, you've got self-exploration and resistance. What would that entail?
Yeah, so self-exploration would be like the self-awareness of sitting with yourself, what kind of distractions you have in your life, and the resistance is the resistance for you to even take that moment to reflect on yourself, the resistance to why you might hold a judgment over someone else, maybe someone who has another political view rather than your own, and what judgments that we've created upon that individual in order to protect ourselves and our own beliefs, right? And a good one is to talk about politics. And we won't talk about the current one because it's so divided, but let's just say, for example, I won't even give any names, but let's just say that a politician, you vote for that politician, and then that politician ends up going against everything that you said and supports Wall Street, bombs more people in the world than any all presidents combined, creates a drone program, right? And no matter what information comes out, you still back up that person, because if you deny it, you're then admitting fault in your own belief system. It's like, when do we get an opportunity to really drop that guard and to hold ourselves accountable for our own judgments? You know what I mean? It's almost like we're protecting ourselves. I'm giving a political one just because it's an easy example, but there's definitely like other things in life when that
Well,
connects
that
to
one's
that.
easy to figure out too, I know you mean. So your course is actually also grounded in psychology as well. So you explore the shadow through psychology. What aspects of psychology do you employ there?
So like I'll have other people really going deep into that, but toxic shame, for example, how that manifests. And then also there is n neurotic people that become neurotic. I'm not calling anybody neurotic. I'm just saying there's a term in psychology for people who become neurotic, and then people that also are the opposite of it. I forget the term for it now. But based on specific traumas that a lot of people have, you either get one of two things. You either think that you're at fault for everything. Everything's always your fault. You feel holier than thou, and that the world doesn't know how great you are, almost like a Jesus mentality,
Yeah,
right?
that's mate.
Overconfident. And, so there's a lot of times I've noticed that people relate these things to, I was this in a past life, therefore that's why I'm the best now, right? Whereas I feel we need to have a balance between esoterics and true psychology of trauma, right? And within the spiritual world, I've been in this for so long. I've worked with thousands of people, tens of thousands of people at my events, and I've heard a lot of judgments on other spiritual people. And I don't have judgment on spiritual people, because I realize that the most wounded people are the most spiritual people. And because if when you have these wounds, you go on a deeper search to find subconsciously or intentionally, consciously or unconsciously, how to heal from these wounds. And most of the time you're on this journey of being a healer, being a researcher, whatever you are in this world, you're still on that path of figuring out how to heal those deeper wounds. Sometimes those wounds come to the surface and they come out in disharmonic ways. And that's the way duality works, that you have the opportunity to become the victim or the master of your most deepest wounds. Many people in the world become victims, many people. But I would say a lot of the people that are in the world, that people you interview, yourself, myself, and people I work with, are those that are attempting to become the masters. And when I say masters, the teachers of how to transcend the challenges that they had. Like, I had a lot of traumas as a child. I was sexually molested when I was really young. I now know that I've gone through like tantra practices, breathwork practices, healing modalities, trying to come to terms with or bringing harmony to what happened psychologically to me after that trauma, right? And because of that, I ended up creating Portal to Ascension and sharing the information that I have with the rest of the world. I forgot your original answer, but just to bring that to a close there, is that through this course, we really get to deeply look into what, like, I'm going to send people a form beforehand, and I'm going to ask them specific questions and ask them what comes up when we say certain words to really get a gauge for what is going on with them, and really to look deeply into not spiritually bypassing deeper underlying traumas that we actually have tools for now to bring to terms, rather than maybe thinking like, oh, the reason why I'm like this is because I was killed in this life by this person, therefore I can't change it.
Yeah, you know?
Well, I'm very much simplifying this here, but you get where I'm going with this.
I get where you're going, because you forgot the question was about the psychology, but you still actually stayed on the path of psychology, which was really good. Now, one of your classes you have is called Walking Through the Tunnel. What is that class about?
Yeah, okay. So when I was in Vipassana, the 10-day silent meditation thing recently, a few analogies came to me. And I'll give you that analogy after the first one. But the first one that came to me was that, you know, as I said before, people think, like, people have said this analogy a few times. They said that when light is so strong that when you put a little bit of light in a dark room, the darkness runs away. Okay, that's something that people have said. But then I saw in my mind's eye something different. I saw the light going in the room and the darkness, a personified little child in the corner shivering in fear of the light. I didn't see the darkness running away from the light. I saw the darkness as a neglected, misunderstood, scared piece of creation that doesn't see itself in the light anymore because it's so fragmented from the light. Which is a complete shift, like, oh, the darkness is evil and the light comes through and the darkness runs away because it's so bad. Compared to a wounded child that eventually becomes this way, right? Hurt people hurt people. When do those hurt people originally get hurt? When they're children. And then that child's stunted emotional child, that emotional stunting happens, and that person is now a grown 50-year-old, whatever, year old man or woman with that specific trauma in that reality stunting them at an age 5-year-old person, and they're acting like a little toddler when it comes to specific traumas because they're stunted there, right? So can you ask me a question one more time? Oh yeah, no wait, I got it.
Yeah, what
I remember. So the other analogy is, right, so I see darkness as a wounded child, not evil. And even like, for example, look at P. Diddy, right? If you look at him and what happened to him as a child and all the things that happened, he became this monster based on himself as a child. But now he's just grown up, but he still has those childhood traumas that eventually led to who he is now, right? And so it's, when do you get to that crossing point of no longer being a hurt part of creation that we have compassion for, and now you're just shunned away from society? How do we rehabilitate the darkness into the oneness? That's the key, right? The other analogy was, in this earth, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Because of amnesia, you need to walk through the tunnel to get there.
Ah.
Right? And that's the game. It's not like, oh, some people might be like, oh no, you can just be light and go to the light. Some people have that soul contract for sure. But it's not a bad thing to go through darkness. It's literally the simulation. It's like you created a game that has a boss at the end of it, and the boss is this big evil dude, and you cannot go to the next level unless you beat the boss. And who's that boss? Your own shadow. On this world of amnesia, we go through the tunnel to get to the light.
Yeah, I think that's the only way in a lot of cases, for sure. I mean, the people that are listening to this and going, I don't know what this is about, you probably are the right people.
Mm-hmm.
But the other people that are like, oh, this sounds good, they've got to actually come and probably have a look at this course for sure. So what happens in the final integration and embodiment part of the course?
So that's going to be, you know, some of this is going to be curated. Some of this is going to be intuitive. And based on the information that I receive from people, because they're going to fill out a form, I'm going to make the curriculum designed in a way to support them. Oh, and
so it's ever evolving.
Yeah, it's shifting a little bit, but there'll be a lot more, because from now until then, I would have created a lot because I'm still creating the presentations. And
Yes.
I'm going to have a couple of meetings with the other five speakers because they all offer different things. So we want to have a way that we're not just coming in there speaking, that we have it really synergistic, that everything builds on top of each other. So as I have the conversations with them, we're going to figure out who goes where and who says who does what. And the final integration hopefully will be a moment of us reflecting on the lessons we learned and what we're going to continue doing out of all of this. There's going to be there's going to be so many different tools here. For example, we have 2 weeks where we have no class. During those 2 weeks, we're just going to meet up every other day and chant for 30 minutes one mantra, peeling back layers of our consciousness in a way that we're just like going deeper within ourselves. We're going to have Andrew Genovasi there, who's one of the speakers. He's going to be facilitating transformational holotropic breathwork, where you put your body in a sacred, you are stimulating the fight or flight or freeze system through breathwork in order to, in a safe way, process traumas that came up when you were in fight or flight or freeze, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the integration is TBD, really, because it's going to be what comes to the surface, how do we speak about it, what is the protocol after we're done with the course.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. It's got to be building over time.
Yep.
So, Neil, how can people find out about this course even more so? And
so they can go to portal2ascension.org under upcoming events. It's right there. So there'll be a drop down. It says upcoming events, has my conferences. And I think the second or third one down is the Shadow Workers course. So you can go ahead, check it out. Full page there tells you what we're doing every week, tell you who's involved. There's a whole section that says who this is not for, right? Because I want everybody to come to this course to really know that we're not messing around at this course. This is real work.
Yeah.
And so if you're ready to do that real work, if you're ready to really step up and be there and be supported in this whole process, we'll have either WhatsApp or Telegram group where we're checking in on each other, you know, and if you really feel like you want to break through to another level, not just people that maybe feel that, but I feel even those that are in this world, those that have really transcended a lot, there's so many layers of what we can achieve and get to. So this course truly is for everybody that is on this pathway of, on this journey of upliftment, healing, and also for the people who are going to be the teachers of the new paradigm. Because we, you know, a lot of times as teachers, a lot of our own beliefs, insecurities come to the surface. So this gives us an opportunity to really sit with those so that we could be better teachers to those that come into our path.
Brilliant. Yeah, sounds like it's going to be the ideal course for people, and it's got limited seating only, so if you're interested in something like that, definitely, you know, jump onto Neil's website now and have a look, and if you can't make it into the first session of this one, then there's always going to be more, I can tell from the future.
Yeah, this is the first time I've done something like this, because I've done sound healing courses myself, but this is like the deepest one that I'm doing. I do events every month, I do 2 to 3 events a month. I've one of these months during this course, I have no other event because this is going to be a lot of energy that we're moving through, so I want to be 100% present with it. It's really an experiment and trusting in the universe. And you know, there's only 33 slots, and the reason for that is because we need to make sure that we have an intimate group so that people don't get lost in the numbers and we can really get to know each other and support each other in the process.
Brilliant. So that's the Shadow Workers course you'll find on Portal to Ascension, and thank you, Neil, for coming on to Supernormalized. And
thank you, brother.
Yeah, visiting with us again and telling us about the amazing stuff you're doing. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, CJ. I appreciate you too, brother.
All right, mate. I'll just say goodbye to listeners. Well, that sounds like an interesting course for sure. And if you're willing to get deep and work on your shadow side and to clear it all out for the changes that are coming, and they're coming pretty fast now, this would be a good course to actually get your head into. So jump on over to portalascension.org and check on the events tab and you'll find it right there. So thank you very much for Neil coming on and talking about that. And until next episode, if you could, first of all, like and subscribe. If you're on YouTube, that'd be really nice. And if you're on a podcast app and you like this episode, please give us 5 stars, say something nice, share it to a friend who might actually want to work on their shadow as well. So thank you so much for listening. Until next episode, it's bye for now.